Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Alexandra Ali. How you doing? So let's get together and do some work on ourselves. And we'll continue with the menu from yesterday. What we'll do is go over the lunch menu, and the dinner menu we'll do tomorrow. But today we have on the schedule preparing for your new eating lifestyle, menu ideas for Thanksgiving and beyond, herbs that motivate you, herbs that help you sleep, herbs that clear masses, tumors, and boils, and a Q&A. So I'll take the Q&A through the text chat and then do the research, the due diligence. And then on Friday when we go live, well, we're live now, but when we go video, I'll answer most pressing questions. All right. So preparing for your new eating lifestyle. It's if you do it in your mind first, the body will follow. That means you have to condition your mind, your body, that you want to do this. Also, you should look at your birth chart to see where your sixth house, what your sixth house is showing, because that's everyday work, but also your health. And I say that because when I first started the detox journey, February 6, 2005, at that time, Venus was in my sixth house. So perfect time to do it. And when you have something that strong, fighting for your health, you need to pay attention to it. So do the due diligence and do your research. Okay. So, let's go over the menu for lunch. And if you signed up for a consultation, we're taking online consultation applications for the month of November only. This is the first time in 8 years that we had a break. And so now we're ready to go, but for a month only. And then beyond today, because this could happen tomorrow, we're going to open centers where you won't have to pay at all. Everything, all services, all everything that you need will be donated to you. And so that's what we're working towards. But in the meanwhile, you can do your things that you need to do at home. And I'm going to show you the best way, keep in mind of costs and convenience and the taste buds that you currently have, the flavors that you grew up on and you love. All of that is in consideration because I had to go through it and I did not have any kind of guide or, guru to get me through this. I had to do it on my own. And so I kept all my notes. All right, so we are working with the slide, Healthy Moorish American Homeschooling Project. And this is a 7-day plan for the children for school. All right, so yesterday we went over the breakfast. Today we're going over the 7-day lunch menu. These are products that I use, I consume. And I am only telling you what I, this is my testimonial. You may be allergic to some things. You should get yourself a scanner and a foot detox machine in your home so you can find out day by day what is going on with your body. And you will find out that your food becomes your medicine and your medicine was always your food. Okay? All right, day one, salad, Dr. Prager's Green Burger. It has, I mean, I think maybe 15, 20 different types of greens together. And the dressing that I'm is very simple. I use pure horseradish to keep everything going in the circulation. It's like cayenne pepper, but moving things along. The organic ketchup, the organic mustard, and the vegan mayonnaise from Follow Your Heart, the light green topped veganese. And I say light green because that one does not contain soy, and I do not endorse soy or tofu, ever. My mentor, Dick Gregory, talked about soy to me, and I'm like Oprah with the hamburger. She says she'll never eat another hamburger. Listen, when you find things out, you know better, you do better. Dressing is very simple. Lentil soup. So what you're going to do is for 7 days, you're going to have soup. You're going to make lentil soup, get a crock pot, and make it and keep it there. Season it like you like. If you like bay leaves, basil, whatever herbs you like, some real salt, the gray salt, the black salt, or the pink salt. You use that to season. And then the seasonings that you use, you don't have to use seasoning salt because the seasoning salt will 9 times out of 10 not be a pink salt or a gray salt or a black salt. All right. So what you're going to do is eat that soup, the lentil soup, the first 3 days or the first 4 days, every day and every meal except breakfast, you will be eating soup, and soup will fill you up, and then you put the right herbs in there. Say, for instance, if you're having a liver issue, you cut up the dandelion leaf, and then you put it in your soup. And, you know, whatever ails you, there's a leaf, a berry, a root, a bark. There is something on the planet for that. And the best way to do it is to eat it, and we promote drinking it in teas. But we really say eat right and you won't have to take anything for anything. No one should be on medication or herbs for the rest of their life. Okay? All right, day two, salad, Amy's Sonoma Veggie Burger. I only endorse that one because that's the only one that I can have. So the other ones probably have wheat or soy. So if you're not allergic to those things, you can pick something else up, but I'm speaking from the results that I have gotten personally. Dressing, the simple dressing, and lentil soup. Day three, tortilla, that siesta tortilla. I use them because they changed the product ingredient from pork lard to apple cider vinegar. And so the tortillas are a staple in some cultures. And so if you love tortillas, you don't have to be denied tortillas now. You can get tortillas, the healthy tortillas. Or you can, on each of these things, if you make these things or you want to make these things, you should make them. Everything comes from the ground. So when I'm looking at Dr. Prager's Green Burger, that came from somebody who grew spinach, who grew collard greens, who grew every ingredient that is in that product. If you grow your stuff and you can make it yourself, and that way you know 100% what is going on with your food. Okay, all right. Tortilla has cheese, greens burger with the diet cheese, salad, the lettuce and tomato. If you like avocado, the dressing, and lentil soup. That's day three's lunch. Day four, millet hamburger bun, Hillary's hemp and greens veggie burger, salad, and split pea soup. And the millet hamburger buns, I know that they sell millet flour, but I know a lot of people don't want to go through all of that. But I'm checking with the company that I use to let them know that I'm going to refer people to them so they can get prepared. Our numbers are stunning, and so I thank you all for coming back and welcoming us back the way you did. Hillary's hemp and greens veggie burger, salad, and split pea soup. So day one, two, and three, you've eaten the lentil soup. Okay, day four, five, six, seven, you're going to have split pea soup. All right, so you can do the yellow peas or the green peas and put the seasonings that you like, the salt, and that's going to help. Now it's winter, well, it's the end of fall, but now we're going into the winter seasons, and a lot of the states are cold and other places are already cold. And so this is a welcome addition. It should be. And these are things that you can have for your Thanksgiving. You don't have to get a traditional turkey, and we're not promoting any soy or tofu turkeys. You cannot eat inorganic things for an organic being. Unless you're not human, you cannot have soy or tofu. Some people can have it. Okay. All right. Day five, chili. So this would be a drained box of kidney beans, Amy's Sonoma veggie burger, onions, cilantro, basil, scallions, Swiss chard in a food processor, ketchup for the sauce with marinara tomato sauce, and stone ground mustard, the one with turmeric is superior. Day six, spaghetti, same ingredients above, excluding the kidney beans. Prepare brown rice pasta and millet garlic bread. Garlic is not something that I use a lot, but a lot of my clients use garlic, and they're not ready to let go of it yet. And so, as I told you before, this might not be the perfect vegan or the perfect plant-based menu, but this is something that I use as a transitional from a person that's going from meat and pork and dairy, all the stuff that is making them sick. They're transitioning to this lifestyle to get better. So we don't take everything away. I think garlic is one thing, and I don't even know what other things that we recommend that we don't use. So, okay, day six, spaghetti, same ingredients above, the brown rice pasta. I have pictures in this slide of the one that we use, and the millet garlic bread. I don't know if there's any other place that just sells millet garlic bread, but by Friday, I'll have an answer for you guys, okay? Day seven, vegan lasagna. Same ingredients above, exchange spaghetti noodles for lasagna noodles, and then you add cheese. And so if you're going to start with the chili on day five, just make a big enough pot of it and refrigerate it so you can use it on day six and day seven, so you don't have to make something every day. Okay. So day seven lunch menu is salad, baby arugula lettuce, heirloom tomatoes, cucumbers, avocado, diet cheese, and dressing. The dressing, organic ketchup, mustard, vegan mayo, and I don't recommend giving children horseradish, but that's something that I use in mine. Vegan mayo, Veganese brand, light green top, Make lentil soup in crock pot, last 3 days, then switch to split pea soup, lasts 4 days. Brown rice pasta is Tink Yada brand. Tink Yada. Okay. All right. So let's go to the next subject. Menu ideas for Thanksgiving and beyond. All right. So if you are trying to have a vegan Thanksgiving this year, and or if you have friends that are vegan now, you want to make some things for them that they won't feel left out, and you, if you don't want them to bring their own, these are some ideas. The lasagna is very easy to make, and you can make the portion size that you need for them or for everyone. So you're going to take the marinara sauce with the onions and the other seasonings that you want, and then you're going to add any kind of plant-based meat that you want. If you don't use any plant-based meat, you can use the veggie burgers. And you're going to take the cheese that you prefer, and you're going to make layers. You're going to put the sauce down, you put the noodles down, you put the sauce, and then cheese. And then you keep repeating that till you get to the top. And one of the other things that I did when I made extra seasoning, like I had cilantro, basil, four or five other things that I picked from the garden and processed them and made that into a top. I put that as a topping. So the first bite on the top, they get the herbs, and they can taste the real herb that you grew in your own garden. So that's extra special. All right, so you can make a lasagna. You can make mac and cheese. You get the macaroni brown rice pasta because it keeps your colon clean. I use Mago 7 as a colon cleanser that I mess with since 2005, and it'll get everything out of your system. You can only take it for less than a week. It's not a weight loss promotion. It's to clean out the colon if you're having problems. And you can get it from Amazon, the vitamin shop. There's a vegan version also, and you can start there by cleaning out, because a lot of times when you clean out, you don't have the same cravings for stuff that is wrong, because those parasites are gone. All right, so they're the ones that are getting full when you don't eat healthy and you don't feed your body the things that it needs. The parasites are going to eat you out of a house and a home. And your temple is your home, your dome, your domicile, okay? They're going to eat you out of it. They're going to still be here and go to the next whatever. And so we encourage you to get clean and stay clean. All right, so you're thinking about the lasagna. You're thinking about the mac and cheese. The ice cream is big. Right now, like, so delicious, and their products are nice. There's no inflammation after. Not everything I'm endorsing. I really like the caramel cashew milk one, and they have the bars with the chocolate. Is the cacao chocolate, and another dessert is one that's very easy. Whatever fruit you have in season around you, pick it, peel it, cook it, or you can cook it with the skin on. Whatever it is, not citrus, but the other ones. And make a cobbler. You take it, after you cook it, you can sweeten it with cane sugar, whatever. And cook it till it's cooked down, and then put it in a pan and get some granola, healthy stuff with the oats and all that stuff, of nuts that you like or seeds that you like are better. And then put it on top as a crust and then put some honey or something on top of that and let it cook for about 35, 40 minutes. And that's your cobbler, vegan style. There's no milk. There's nothing there. And so you can do that with peaches. You can do it with apples. And you know there's only two ingredients, mix and fruit. You know, it's the major ingredients. And so you can do that. So cobbler, coleslaw. If you like to make a vegan coleslaw, I use the purple cabbage. I know people say, you can't tell people to use cabbage because that messes up the stomach. You know, I know Brussels sprouts, cabbage, all that stuff. But you have people that are going to eat cabbage, whether I eat it or not, come to that realization. And so I just want to help you get better flavors with your transition. This is what it is, okay? A transitional menu. And this, you can start it Thanksgiving. Start buying up the stuff now and saving. So I use the purple cabbage, shred well in a food processor. I get a purple onion or shallots. I get, instead of corn syruped pickles, we use capers. And whatever spices you like, basil, thyme, whatever you usually put in your coleslaw, that would be fantastic. And then the vegan mayo, and there you go. All right? People say potato salad. I do not eat potatoes anymore. But when I make potato salad for people that I'm trying to help transition, we use the blue potatoes. We use red onions or shallots. We use the capers. And we use the vegan mayo with their spices. Basil, cilantro, whatever it is you like. Put those in a food processor so you don't see it, but you can taste it. So here we go. Lasagna, mac and cheese, desserts, cobbler, cashew ice cream, coleslaw, potato salad. These methods are a big step toward transitioning. So you do not have any dairy in any of these. The milk and the ice cream is from the nuts. And so some people are allergic to cashews, though. So some people are allergic to nuts. And so seeds are the best. You know, you can do a sunflower seed ice cream. You know, start experimenting with your own thing. Just think outside the box, because remember, we already thought up everything. We have all the answers here. We just have to tap into it. And part of tapping into it is clearing the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, because you don't need a middleman. You are the gods. Ye are gods. Okay? So we're giving you a gentle nudge to wake up so you can get back to your original self and be who you're supposed to be, yourself. Okay? All right, so I hope I've helped you with menu ideas for Thanksgiving and beyond. If you have any questions, if you have any suggestions, if you want to get help with remixing or substituting ingredients for your favorite dishes, you can email me at theboss@eatingtolive.club. Herbs that motivate you. The herbs that motivate you... or motivate me, rather. I like the gunpowder tea. You can find that where Chinese herbs are sold. It looks like a little pearl when you first get it. but when you boil it, it stretches out to a long leaf. That really gets things going. Another motivator is a fruit, and I learned this when I did the Beverly Hills diet a long time ago, more than 30 years, oh wait, yeah, more than 30 years ago, when I had apricot day, dried apricot day, you put the apricots in water and let them soak overnight. And oh my God, you're going to be looking to clean up everything and you won't be able to sit down. And I'm telling you, just from that, it will motivate you. Let's see. I'm going to find three more. So I'll give you five herbs today to motivate you. And what is keeping you from being motivated? You have to look at the root of the problem, okay? The root of the problem is to get away from whatever is causing you to not have motivation. Is it depression? If you go to my I don't even want to call it a website because it's not done yet, but go to eatingtolive.club and click on emotional test on that front page, and it's going to take you to Bach Flowers, and they have a test that they give you online so you can find out what essences that you can take from these flowers. It's 38 flowers representing 38 ways of having an emotion. And, you know, you can put together seven, I think that is the max, of these things, and they will help you get through emotionally. Bach Flower Remedies, you can find them in most health food stores. It's the yellow box. And so if you take the test and you're honest with the you and the test, it will tell you which essences will help you get through these things. And these can be given to children who've had some trauma, suffered emotionally. This will get you back into balance, okay? All right. So moringa leaf. Moringa. Gunpowder tea. And then I'll just pick the easy ones that you'll be able to find. Chicory root is like, I'm a big fan of chicory root because it looks like grounded coffee. It tastes like grounded coffee. And you just boil it. You don't have to throw away the grounds because it's tea. It's a bark. It's a root. And so they're dry roasted. Just get the 100% chicory root. Don't get it mixed with another coffee or anything like that. So chicory root is non-caffeine, is a non-caffeine herb that when dry roasted has energy raising properties, rich in vitamins A, B, C, G, K, and P. Did you know there's a vitamin P? You ever heard anybody talk about vitamin P? As a tea, helps to eliminate phlegm, soothe upset stomach, great for uric acid conditions of gout and liver cleanser. All right. So that's 1, 2, 3. Let's see. Another energy. Well, let's do depression. The last two we'll do is depression. Valerian root. Valerian root is also calls you to go to sleep, and it helps insomnia, but it smells like rotten feet. Got to tell you, passion flower is another one. So they help with depression. So, and that is also for sleep, and it helps to settle the nerves. And so we'll see you tomorrow, and get those questions into me if you have them. God bless. We'll let Frankie take us out. Thank you.